You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2005. Let's adjust this microphone a little bit. I hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to all the new listeners, and welcome back to all the oldies but goodies. We had a very easy Monday, nothing major going on. Last night I had a phone call from my good blogging friend Homer. And of course I'll have a link to his blog on the show notes. But Homer and I were having a discussion about, well, he's just decided to re-enter the dating scene. He met a guy who kind of like led him on and, you know, made him believe that he wanted to date Homer. And excuse me. Excuse me, clearing my throat. He made Homer believe that he wanted to date him, and then went on several dates, and they hung out, and they did things together, and then all of a sudden didn't want to date him anymore. So anyway, Homer got back into the dating scene, and he posted a profile on Match.com and Yahoo Personals, and then he started to peruse the ads to see about, people who match him. And then he started to realize, or, you know, of course, see a pattern with the guys out there who are looking for dates or men or whatever. And he noticed, of course, things that all gay men probably notice when they're out there searching for the love of their life. That there are a lot of guys out there who are older, let's say, who are only looking for younger men. Now, what is with this phenomenon in the gay community? That old is bad and young is good. That it's ridiculous that guys think that they're going to, well, first of all, that they can attract the younger guys. Now, I know that there is a segment of the gay population that likes older men, and they tend to be, well, there's a group of them that are young who like old men, but that's more of a, should we say, a sugar daddy kind of relationship. It's very possible. But I just don't get it. Like, you're, I don't know, in your 40s or early 50s, and you say in your personal ad, only looking for guys, you know, 30 and younger. And, you know, are you setting yourself up for, like, failure? Because don't you think those are high expectations for someone who's in their 40s and 50s? I just think that's kind of crazy. And Homer, he certainly knows that too, and it's like, why? Why are you only looking for someone who's younger? Because they tend to be thinner, better looking, in better shape, all of that. Well, that's fine, but there are also men your age who are good looking, have nice bodies, and are generally nice people. They're not looking for a sugar daddy. I tend to think that the guys who are older looking for younger are not looking for relationships. They're looking for just sex. And if that's the case, then they should go to like gay.com and just, or even Craigslist, and just do the hookup thing and not, you know, post a profile on Match.com or Yahoo where you're looking for a serious relationship. You want to develop something with someone who has same interests as you, you know, have some things in common, something like that. And of course, Homer noticed, you know, other things too. Like he wrote on his blog today about not liking certain terms in these profiles. Like they say, no fats, no femmes, and that's fine. Everybody has their, you know, their own body type they like, but you should not discount someone just because they might be a little overweight, or they might have gay voice, or a little feminine. Now, I certainly would agree that what I look for in a guy. Of course, I've already found a guy, so I'm certainly not in the market, but I'm just saying that I would be looking for someone who's for a serious relationship around my age, my body size or smaller, because I think most people don't like huge guys, but again, there is this segment of the gay population who does, so there's going to be somebody out there for everyone. It's just a matter of finding them. Anyway, Homer talked to, or yeah, on the phone we were talking about that he was perusing these ads, and he kept running across these reoccurring themes in these profiles, and it was generally older looking for younger, that the guy was straight acting, that they didn't want any fats or femmes, and they were asking for smooth only, and it's just these stereotypes that kept coming up again and again. And they're certainly non-realistic stereotypes. If you're going to, you know, have all the... Now, I shouldn't say this because I did this too, is when you go through Match.com or Yahoo, you have to put, you know, the range of things that you're looking for. And I did that when I was doing that. But you just have to be prepared that unrealistically, you're not going to find someone who's perfect when you're going through the ads like that. You know, I think, you know, and I've heard this said before, where if you're not looking, you will find something. Well, that may or may not be the case. I will admit that most of the times that I was not looking, that's when I met someone. I was not, you know, actively pursuing guys, and then it just happened that I met someone. You know, who clicked at the time. And the current boyfriend was totally that way. We did not find each other on Match.com or the Yahoo profiles or anything. It was just a chance meeting based on, at the time, current interests. And we just connected that way. But what I guess I'm saying is Homer, I feel for you, and I know that it is very hard out there to find someone who, you know, where you meet their criteria. It's very difficult. And as you know, the older we get, the harder it is to find someone. But you shouldn't give up. I know, you shouldn't give up, but at the same time, I don't know that I would be looking so hard for someone. I don't know how the other gay boys out there feel about it, but just stop looking and something will happen. And the thing is, the older we get, the more we want to be with someone. We just want the companionship, the intimacy, that feeling that there is somebody there, you know, with you and for you and to share things with. And I know when I didn't have a boyfriend, I felt the same way, and it makes you sad, and you get depressed, and you're just like, I'm going to be alone the rest of my life, and it's almost like you just, it's not going to happen for you. But I think it will happen. I think it will happen for most gay men again, I'm not a psychotherapist or a counselor or anything, but I would say don't actively pursue it. Go on dates, you know, meet guys, but just let it happen. Just enjoy it. That's kind of how it started out with my current boyfriend. We just met. We were just, you know, we had a couple things in common, and then things slowly developed. So I say just hang in there, give it some time, and I can't say don't feel bad about it, don't be depressed about it, because you can't tell someone not to be depressed, because they just are going to be depressed. And you just, I think Mr. Poos was saying on his podcast that you can't tell someone that you know how they feel, because you don't know how they feel, and he's right. You don't know how they feel, but you can do your best to give them support and listen to them and be a good friend. So that's what I was thinking about today, is Because Homer's my friend, and I would just want him to be happy. And it's so hard to tell him that somebody will come along, the right guy will come along, and you'll be happy. It's just, and plus, not just Homer, but I think all gay men know that men are pigs. Men are basically pigs. They suck. It's rare to find a good one, and when you find a good one, you better hold on tight. Anyway, I think I should change the subject, because that can certainly get depressing, and you don't need to obsess about gay men and the way they date and what they're looking for and their criteria that they're only going to, I'm only looking for this. It's crazy. But if you think about it, when you go out to the bars, I don't go to the bars. I'm not a bar person. I haven't been a bar person for many, many years. But, I do have friends who go to the bars, and I hear that basically you just, it's like, I did go to the bars for a little while there last year, but I haven't been in a very long time because I just don't like the bar scene. You stand around, you're looking at men, they stand around, they're looking at men, and no one talks to each other or says anything, so bars are certainly the wrong place to be looking for a man. Anyway, I've talked enough about that. There are certainly more interesting things I can tell you about. I know that this weekend I had a very nice weekend. I think I already talked about the dinner party at the boyfriend's house, which was very successful. And I told him yesterday how sweet he was, because he made a leg of lamb for the guys who were there. He made, because he knows I don't like lamb. He made a special meal just for me, steak and potatoes. That was so nice of him. So sweet. I can mention too. Actually, I know what I'm saying about the weekend. Yesterday, and I wrote about this on my blog, but yesterday the boyfriend and I went on some winery tours. We went and, as you may or may not know, I live right outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia, and Virginia has, I don't want to say hundreds, but there are a lot of wineries in the state of Virginia, and I believe that they are known for their white wines. Well, the boyfriend and I have been visiting Virginia wineries recently. I think we've been to five or six in the past couple months, and we decided yesterday that we were going to make it a goal to visit all the Virginia wineries, at some point in the future. And yesterday we visited two. We went to Chrysalis Vineyards in Middleburg, Virginia, and Piedmont Vineyards. Or is it Piedmont Winery? I'm not sure. But that one's also in Middleburg, Virginia. Now, if you're probably not familiar with Middleburg, Virginia, but Middleburg, Virginia is a tiny little town that is like almost exclusively old money. This is not the any of the Middle Eastern foreigners who come in and buy up property. This is old Virginia money. These people are rich, and it's not tech firm rich. This is old money. Anyway, and they all have big expensive cars and horses and property out the yin yang. Driving through that little town, it was like all these exclusive little shops, and there were Jaguars and Mercedes and different cars parked along the roads. It's just obvious that the money is just dripping into this little tiny town, and luckily it's stayed a little tiny town, even though it's become like the horse country in the state of Virginia. But anyway, back to the wineries. We went to Chrysalis Vineyards and did the wine tasting there, and it was good. There was when we first got there, there was like hardly anybody there. There was only like maybe two or three couples there, and we tasted all the wines. We decided to go for the what they call their estate tasting, which is you get to taste all of their current offerings, and for the most part they were good. I prefer the whites. And the boyfriend prefers the reds. But we ended up getting a bottle of Albarino, of their Albarino. and we had a nice picnic on the grass. On a picnic table in the grass in their lawn area. And it was a beautiful afternoon. The sun was out. It was like probably 70 degrees. I'm not sure exactly what, but it was perfect. And then about an hour into it, there was this, they had music, live music, like a folk, folksy kind of singer, and a guy playing guitar for it. And it was funny because the more tasting we did, and then the more of the Albarino that we drank for lunch, the boyfriend was getting a little tipsy, and we were starting to make fun of the singers. And I can't remember the name of this group, but they say they were like the Expectations or something from, and they said they were from Appalachia. So I thought, yeah, it was not the kind of music that they should have been playing at the winery, but they obviously have different genres of music, you know, every weekend for their wine tasting. It would have been much nicer to have jazz playing in the background or something like that. But so we enjoyed that for a couple hours and ate our lunch. And the boyfriend got just one glass of Merlot, and we had some dark chocolate with the Merlot. And of course, it was delicious. So then we decided we would get moving, and at first, I just wanted to go home, but then the boyfriend was like, come on, Piedmont is just a couple miles on the road, let's go. And I said, no, we're going home. And then begin to read him, I can tell that he wasn't happy with my decision. So I said, oh, what the hell, it's only like 3 o'clock, we can go. So I turned left and we went to the Piedmont Winery. And that was a good thing that we did, because we really had it was kind of a funny time there. Because you have two different levels of tasting. You can do like the basic four wines, or you can do the all seven of their offerings. And but then your fee is waived if you buy a bottle of wine. So we went in there, and again, it's another beautiful winery in beautiful country. They've got it set up nicely. There was a couple more people there at this one, but we were standing at the I guess the tasting bar or whatever, and and we began tasting, and then at first we were just going to do the four wines, but then the guy, I guess the boyfriend said he is the owner, so he let us actually taste all of them. But their wines were not very good. I wasn't impressed with them very much at all. I was impressed with the first Chardonnay that we tasted, but then there were like two or three other Chardonnays that you could taste, and those were terrible. I thought they were terrible. And then they had this like a raspberry wine, and I was like, I don't even want to taste that. But the boyfriend made me do a little, just have a little taste. And then they had a couple reds, and he didn't like the reds. But anyway, it ended up where I would take a little taste and then put my glass in front of him. Take a little taste and then put my glass in front. And the guy gave us a different glass every time we had a different wine. So the boyfriend ended up with like seven glasses in front of him. And he was also finishing my tasting as well as his. So he was starting to get really tipsy. And he was starting to get giddy, and we were laughing about little things. And it was really quite fun. It was definitely worth the side trip to the second winery. And of course, on the way home, we were laughing and being silly about different things. So it has actually ended up being a very, very fun day. I enjoyed it. So if you haven't tried some Virginia wines, you should look into them. I think you would probably have no problem finding Oasis, which I think is the largest Virginia winery. But there are others that are definitely worth looking into. And we'll be doing more wine tasting and on into the summertime. Anyway, let's move on to another topic. I wanted to mention that Peter, one of my faithful listeners, emailed me after the last podcast and correctly identified the movie clip as coming from the movie In and Out with Kevin Kline. So congratulations, Peter. And I'm sure the next time I do a movie clip, you will be one of my first listeners to guess the movie. I also wanted to thank him for... he also sent me a list of possible nicknames for the boyfriend. And we haven't picked one yet, so we're still working on that. And on the same note as Peter sending me email, I would like to encourage you to send me an email or a voicemail on the voicemail line, or comment on the blog, on the website. Either way, I love hearing from people and what they have to say about the podcast or about what I talk about on the show. Speaking of that, I noticed on the website today that I put up a little feed burner counter, and it tells me how many people have actually subscribed to the feed. And we have a whopping 13 listeners out there. 13 people have actually subscribed to the podcast, and each time I update, they download it. Now, that's not to say that they're going to listen to it, but at least that's, you know, it's fun to know that they have 13, I have 13 listeners. So thank you, listeners. And next, I was going to talk about a Survivor. Last night was the finale of this season's Survivor Palau. And the guy who I have thought was the sexiest guy won. Tom, he's a firefighter from New York. I don't really care for his accent, but just looking at the man, he's very good looking. He looks really good with his gray hair. I don't want to say that he's what's that guy's name? The gray haired gay guy on CNN. Is it CNN? Spencer something. What is his name? He's Gloria Vanderbilt's son. I can't think of his name, but anyway, Tom, the guy on Survivor, because I've watched Survivor the whole season. Actually, I've watched every season of Survivor, whatever. But this guy, Tom, I remember the first day seeing it, I was like, oh, he's kind of hot. And he's a smart man. He's hot. He's definitely hot. I don't know if anybody else out there thinks that, but on last night's show, he said he's 40 years old. So at first I'm thinking, he looks a little older than 40, because I'm 40 and I don't look that old, but he does have gray hair, so. But I think he looks sexy in that gray hair. Anybody else watch Survivor and think that Tom, the guy who won, was a sexy man? I'd be curious to find out if anybody else thinks that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people, you know, as I was saying before, everybody has their different likes and dislikes, but I just found him to be very, just sexy, just like, not that I would want to have sex with him, but just that he had that sexy, you know, look or energy about him. I just thought, yeah, that man's hot. That man is hot. Now, of course, in terms of other television shows that I watch, since I was watching Survivor Palau finale last night, I did not get to see Desperate Housewives or Grey's Anatomy, which are two others of my favorite shows. But I did tape them, and I do plan on watching them tonight, so maybe I'll talk about them on another podcast. But I'm thinking that we're going to end the show, because I talk about stuff and come to an end, and you know, it's almost like a block you get in your head, like you can't think of what else to talk about. And I know I've said it before, some people write things down. I don't. I just kind of have them in my head, and I know I should write them down, but I just don't. Let me cough again. Okay, there. I'm back. And speaking of this podcast, I've been completely talking on the iRiver with the headphone set that I was talking about last time. And I think the audio sounds better on this than it does on the microphone I have that I plug into the computer. So hopefully you'll agree with that, and I think the audio sounds better. Okay, so I think we'll end now. So thank you for listening. Email me, leave a comment, call the voicemail. Oh, and also if you haven't already voted for me on podcasti.com, please do, because I want to get off the bottom of the list, as I said the last time. So, I hope you have a great day whenever you're listening to this, morning, afternoon, or evening, and stay tuned for the podcast. Bye.
end.